To In Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney. This is the last program of the year. 2017 is coming to an end, and none too soon for me, because it wasn't too cool for me. It was stressful, to say the least, and we've talked about that on the show quite a bit this year. We're talking to Deborah Taveras from Sonoma County, California, who experienced up close and personal the worst fires in the state, in the history of the state.
And of the United States.
Of the United States, that's right. And I think she is explaining how FEMA is worked into this. These catastrophes, they're always there. Of course, I'm strongly suspicious that they plan them well ahead of time so that they're all ready to go once they occur. So is Deborah. However, she has been doing her best to find out what's going on in these meetings, and I think she's uncovered an awful lot of very important information.
Well, I wanted to just quickly finish the quote from that New York expose back in 94, where they said about thought intrusion, and it's very important. I'll just pick it up midway so we can wrap it up and get into more of the resilient cities and then the callers. But it's important to understand that these electronics and all the compressed information in movies and television and the radio and harmonics, etc., all affect our brain's neural networks and functions through select frequencies and their harmonics to diminish our will and individuality and creativity of the individual. And the protocols are intended to give, in essence, the commands of obey the law, do not question authority, government is your God, do as you are told, and also erotic thoughts. This is very important. Erotic thoughts of anger, fear, depression, and wanton sexuality are also included in these frequencies. This causes utter frustration in individuals who don't know where these strange thoughts are coming from. And they told us, now you do. You have been told this is coming. So when we look at the resilient cities, Al, we see the corporations that are besieging now on the heels of the enemies that are coming behind these horrific fires. We're seeing the corporate structures emerging now through resilient cities. And I want to just say, I mentioned earlier in the program, Al, that Rothschild is behind Pacific Gas and Electric and Southern California Edison and many of the climate policies, as well as Rockefeller. Now, Rockefeller is in the resilient cities, and they have corralled the major corporations. We're talking Mobil Oil, the World Bank, all the same organizations that we found were behind the disinformation of the water shortage, because we, of course, learned we don't have a water shortage. So much disinformation.
Well, the World Bank, the World Bank is so important for people to get. The World Bank is at the top of this heap because it's at the top of the monetary system in the International Monetary Fund, the Bank of International Settlements. All of this is controlled by the money monsters.
Well, that's true. And what we've learned in our most recent investigation is that those that are behind the World Bank are aiming towards restructuring North America. This is in their press release. And we are also understanding that they're taking significant steps in strengthening and expanding its presence in North America, and that they've announced that they are joining a global technology, and they're going to be setting up a new office in Silicon Valley. So we are in for an abrupt change from what we perceived our lives to be in the past. And when they talk about resilient cities, it's all based on the illusion of climate change, when in fact they're changing the climate with the weather programs that are fully operational globally. As I said, we saw it in Russia, and we saw it for ourselves in South America. And they're saying that they're turning their attention to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Paris, and the global community is hoping for fresh ideas to solve our increasing climate-related challenges. And they're really launching themselves on all of us with this bogus science. And I know, Al, we've talked about this throughout the years, this false science, just like when they talk about in the climate action plans, which, by the way, your city, all you listeners, the climate action plans are approved in your city or in your counties. Just type in the name of your county followed by climate action plan or energy conservation plans, and you will find that your city adopted this, and they've agreed on your behalf to follow this bogus science. And this is important. I know, Al, you and I talked about this, needing agreement from us. Well, our representatives are agreeing on our behalf because we think we elected them, and we didn't. They're following an agenda that is the same throughout every city and every county, nationwide, globally, as a matter of fact.
And it's all being funded. And since they can't say no to money and grants and loans, they take the money and they do the bidding of the money monsters. This has been going on a long time, and it works so well.
It is to our demise, and it's working not so well for us, certainly not. And those that are listening, I think the steps that I would recommend now are understand what your city has signed you up onto and what agreements they have made on your behalf. And sadly, I've learned through many years of going to city council meetings and county board of supervisors that they are all predetermined outcomes. Our ability to speak for 2 or 3 minutes or 1 minute, whatever they deem the public to be allowed, is just to create the illusion that the public has influence on their policies. We don't.
No.
And I've proven that time and time again. Just type in Deborah Tavares, YouTubes, and you will see all kinds of meetings that we filmed and attended where we asked them, interestingly enough, where does grant money come from? And they stood up there. They're not required, of course, to answer our questions, but that time they really attempted to answer that question. And they really, at first, the city manager didn't know how to respond, and kind of looked around for help from the colleagues, and then said, well, I guess it's coming from tax money. Well, all of this is on our back. All of it. All of it. And I know now that Pacific Gas and Electric, with all of the litigation that's being proposed by all of these attorneys, too, that have set up shop here in Sonoma County and are offering free service if people will sign up with their law firm to sue PG&E for negligence of keeping the removal of the plant material from their power lines. And right now, too, in our local paper today, the discussion is that even the county and the city is looking to sue PG&E for lost revenue. And PG&E, while it's worth billions of dollars, you've got to wonder, why did they admit, and they did admit during the fires, that there were areas that they did not trim the trees back from the power lines? And, of course, they are weather central. They are the smart meters. They are behind nefarious activities, so they're throwing a small bone out for people to pick at because they know that they will recapture all the lost income or the cost to fend off all these lawsuits with increasing customer rates. And that's the game. That is the game. And so that's why they threw that bone out, to get everybody distracted while they continue to create these resilient cities for ultimately for total mind control.
And, you know, you mentioned Richard Heimberg.
Yes.
And I know he lives in your area. Richard Heimberg has been selling peak oil garbage for years. He's got like three books, The Party's Over, and he absolutely believes in peak oil. And he goes to lecture people. He goes to different conferences. He believes in going local. He believes in local food. And it just seems strange that he's out there and he still can't see what's going on. And it's all around him.
Well, he's under mind control, and he's swallowed the propaganda. That's why, that is what frequencies and the food supply, all of the toxins in the food supply, in the water, in the air, every aspect of delivery system for our survival has been altered, and poisons have been injected into everything. It's amazing that so many of us can, at moments, still think clearly. But that's going to become less and less of an opportunity. Now, I want to say that, again, I can't underscore the public health notice that I started the program with, Al, from the California Public Health Department. You're not going to hear it likely from your health departments throughout the country, but limit your use of cell phones. They are weapons. They are being used for tracking, monitoring, and delivering levels of frequencies that our body cannot endure. And there's an excellent, excellent YouTube up. It's called Resonance Beings of Frequencies. Resonance Beings of Frequencies. If you go to stopthecrime.net, we have that posted on the home page. And I would recommend that you watch that. It's an excellent way in which to explain how frequencies are affecting everything. The bees, the bee colony collapse.
Yes.
The birds, it's affecting everything. Our animals.
Yes. Absolutely.
And in fact, there's so much more that we could talk about right now, but I would love to take any calls or have you take calls, Al, if you have anyone that has called in.
Okay, that would be great. Okay, the number is 800-313-9443. We did a show on frequencies, that wonderful documentary. It really does explain how they affect us in a negative way and in a positive way when it's the right frequency.
Yeah, when it's the frequency of the Earth.
That's
that
right.
Has been altered. We as human beings have never lived under this kind of frequency assault. And when you look at Wheeler, who spoke recently about bringing in the 5G and how that will blanket the United States. And you look at how they're delivering frequencies in Africa, for example. They have the Loon Project. It's a balloon project. And the reason that they had to initiate that project to deliver internet to these villagers was because when they would erect the cell phone towers, they were taking them apart and scrapping them or using them for their own personal building materials. So they weren't able to keep the cell phone towers up. And in fact, early on in the smart meter movement, and we've done much research on that, and we know the negative effects and what the purpose of the smart meters are as well. It's the same entrainment. They can, as we know, amp up the frequencies in the homes on individual homes. In fact, during the fires here in Sonoma County, I went to a water meeting after the fires to just hear some of the conversation about water, because we're going to be losing a tremendous amount of water hookups and utility hookups here that's going to really interrupt the revenue streams of the county on every single level. And they were talking about the evening before the fires, when they really started blazing around 10:30 at night on the 8th, they went to a substation, a PG&E substation, and it was getting...
What happened? Are we on air? I can't hear Deborah.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, I could not hear you. You just went blank.
Okay, well, I was talking. So I'll just repeat. I don't know where that occurred. But the night, a number of hours before the fires amplified here in Sonoma County, PG&E substation was browning out. And so they disconnected from PG&E and went on their own generator system. And we know that smart meters have caused fires globally. You can just type in smart meter fires, and you're going to see smart meter fires burning down homes, exploding. And while we're waiting for the Cal Fire to come in with a report on the cause of the fires here, I can be assured, as well as everyone listening, that it's not going to include smart meters, although we've got to hold that as a possibility, because certainly they would never want that out, never, because this is a global deployment, and they call it a deployment, and it's important to understand the word deployment. It means that you have a plan. You know what you are doing. You are deploying equipment or personnel as a military source.
Yes.
So are you hearing me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's interesting about smart meters is several years ago, they were ramping them up, and they were having events that smart AEP would have an exhibit, a smart home, and they'd invite the public in to see how wonderful this was, that your refrigerator could talk to your smart meter, could talk to your microwave, and all of this. However, there was some resistance, and I don't see any evidence that I think they've kind of put it on hold for now. I don't know. I mean, and it's been for more than a year that they have not pushed to install these smart meters. So there are challenges to this legality, and I kind of wonder if they've run into some snags. Okay, Deborah, we've got some callers. Let's take Chris from Las Vegas. Chris knows you, Deborah, I believe. Chris, are you there? Chris?
I can't hear Chris either.
I can't hear Chris. You can? How come we can't hear him?
Hello?
Hi, Chris. Hello? I think we just heard you right now.
Rob?
Yeah, Chris in Las Vegas seems to be having technical difficulties.
Okay. Hi, Rob.
Good evening, ladies. It's good to hear you, Deborah. You know, I'm curious, have you been in contact or do you associate with Paul Preston from Agenda21.news or Agenda21Radio.news?
I have, he gave a recent talk here at a local meetup. I didn't go to that, but I did watch the YouTube. You're asking me because...
Well, because he's heavily, I mean, he's in California, and he's he's a huge proponent of the new California
You know, movement. I'm hearing some talking in the background. I'm not hearing you very well.
Yeah, I hear a TV or something. It's not me, though.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
He's heavily...
Okay, it's cleared up. Yeah. Yeah, he's a proponent for the new California movement, and, you know, he's got... his own talk show, Agenda 21 Radio.
Yes,
he's got his website, Agenda21Radio.news, and he follows all the fires, and he talks about the things that you're talking about and so on. And, you know, he's definitely, you know, I'm just wondering, right off the bat, do you associate with him? And if not, I mean, he's definitely a person to be in this camp with you and the rest of us. He's very intelligent, you know,
a
proponent of all this stuff.
He's versed on some things, definitely. He's with a group, Al, that is looking to become a separate state. In other words, have part of California, those that are wanting to disassociate themselves with the California government. And what I don't understand, Robert, is that right, Robert?
Yes.
Is what the intention behind that? Because everyone's laced with smart meters, cell phone towers, antennas, and cell phones. And tearing apart and the weather modification and weather-controlled components of our global weather change. And the counties that are being associated with the break-off, the presumed break-off of California, have all signed, by and large, climate action plans. And so it's curious to me that there's the belief that they can break off and create a new separate government, a new separate California. I would love nothing more than if California could separate off from the likes of the current administrations and all of the current policies, particularly when we've got the governor talking about the new normal of climate change. But I don't know how we're going to stop the weaponized weather events, even if California were able to break off, which I do not believe is possible. And sadly, my thought around that, and Al, I'd love you to weigh in on this as well, is that this is putting a lot of very good people's efforts in a direction that is not going to stop the proliferation of the psychotronic weapons system that is being launched and increased throughout the entire world, not only California. So I don't quite understand how breaking off is going to alleviate the clear and present danger that we all face from that. What do you say about that?
We're getting ready to go to break. We've got Chris back. I'm with you. I do applaud their effort to try to extract themselves. I don't know that they can be successful. Excuse me. We're all tied into this money system. And
that's exactly right.
And John talks about this all the time. We're all tied into this money system. And
what money system? They're debt notes, right?
Yes. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be back shortly.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We were talking to a caller, Rob. Rob, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I agree with the concept, you know. I mean, a lot of people would like to see the states secede from the federal corporation. However, it seems like that it's almost impossible because they've now bought our local governments as well. All these grants are bribes. So the federal corporation is bribing our local municipalities, our counties, our states. They just flood each and every one of our worlds with money, and therefore all the, quote, representatives, the people who work for these cities, counties, and states, continue on implementing the federal corporation's policies. Have you not had that, noticed that where you live?
It's important for everybody that's listening to understand that all of our counties have signed on to grants. Grants under the climate action plans of false global warming and climate change. We're all being sprayed with overhead aerial chemtrailing, which is a myriad of assaults and attacks in many, many ways. There are no borders for that. Whether we have a portion of California break away or not, when we traveled to Russia, we saw the chemtrails over Russia, South America. They're everywhere. There is nowhere to escape, and certainly not by dragging a portion of California off into its own state. In my humble opinion, that is putting people's efforts in the wrong direction, and a hope that is not really going to occur. Just like original idea of kicking ICLEI out of our cities, that was a notion a number of years back. Kick ICLEI out. So people went, patriots went to the city meetings trying to kick ICLEI out. That's UN Agenda 21 policies for those that have not heard ICLEI, International Council for Foreign local initiatives. And no one could kick ICLEI out. In fact, it's driven deeper, and now it's driven deeper by resilience plans. And we have all the major corporations, which run us anyway, coming in with more money opportunities. They're talking about bond initiatives for climate change damage.
Interesting. Okay, now we have another caller. Thank you for calling in, Rob. I appreciate it. It would be wonderful if that would work, but we're kind of hesitant. We don't think it's going to fly.
Yeah, it's not going to work. The way we're set up.
Is there anything else, Rob? Are you still there? Okay, sorry. Okay, that's fine. Can we hear from Chris? Is Chris still online?
Oh.
Hello, Chris.
Here I am.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. May I say how totally thrilled I am to hear Deborah Tavares back on the line, on the channel, on the RBN channel, broadcasting live, reporting this tyranny of the global oligarchy fascist over America and the attack to drive people off their lands under the pretext of fire and environmental change.
Absolutely, Chris. Absolutely. That's what we're seeing here. And all the other places in the United States that are being assaulted by floods, tornadoes, And it's amazing how the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, just like the deep state, just like the deep internet, there are deep actors in all of these agencies that are wreaking havoc and releasing water out of dams after flooding has taken place, for example, in Houston, and then really destroying the homes. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of displaced families throughout the country, hundreds of thousands of homes that will not be able to be rebuilt because of these resilient plans that are now in focus to reconstruct in areas that are not being ravaged by climate change, Chris. Isn't this insanity?
It is insanity, Deborah. In fact, if we look around in the big picture, and I know you have big eyes to see the big picture because we've talked about this before, but this is really an attack on every coastal area of America and in the world, in fact. This is the most desirable property where everyone wants to live near the coast. And so if they can make the coast uninhabitable, deem it to be unreclaimable until they deem it to be reclaimable, then they can claim that people have abandoned their property, and therefore it's up for grabs whoever the government wants to resell it to the foreigners to do an invasion and to be a culture shock to America, to destroy America's fabric, its culture, our norms, our families, our the whole thing. It's a global war on people dominating the human domain, as it was said in Jade Helm.
Well, yes, that's exactly right, and you heard me talk about the ex-FEMA head that has been named as the wine country rebuilding head, bringing in foreigners. We're going to have a complete replacement of the fabric of our community here, and that is all part of it. And so when I think about, you know, separating off and becoming another state, I don't see the possibility of that. What do you think of that, Chris?
Well, I think we should give this individual, the former federal FEMA head, his due diligence and due rewards and name him. I know that Craig Fugate was the assistant head of FEMA under Janet Napolitano whenever he did the same sort of diabolical destruction of private property in Katrina and those areas of the
Well, I got to stop you right now. Al, I'd like to talk about the illusion of private property, because we know that when the United States was bankrupt, and many people have told us this, James Traficant went to prison under false charges so that he would be silenced. And I actually spoke with James when I was at the conspiracy conference in 2012. He was presenting as well. And we don't own anything anyway. We're just serfs on our land. If we don't pay taxes, they take our land. And under the annually declared national state of emergency, which, Al, you were just looking that up and said that Trump just signed it again.
Yes.
The annual state of national emergency. We don't own anything, and we have phony fiat currency. We are slaves. The only reason they're keeping this whole thing together is an illusion of some ownership and creating a prideful ego around the idea of our hard labor that is employed to create this ugly monster that we now have. Look at all the jobs that are bringing us down. Look at all the line workers on the poles. Look at all the deployments of the smart meters. Look at all of the deployment of the towers and the antennas throughout our cities. Look at the people that are making the satellites. We're all working to create a monster that's destroying us.
Well, the problem
is... Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead, Al.
There are
none so enslaved as those who really think they are free.
Right. And the people still perceive, is this perception management on a major scale. And I hear this all the time. People are saying the FDA isn't doing its job, the CDC isn't doing its job, the EPA is not doing its job. It all is coming from the perception that they were put there in the first place to improve
our
lives.
Now, wait a second.
They were never put there to improve our lives, and that is what people forget. We have been declared the enemies of the state since 1933. These agencies are not there to improve your life and make your world better or take care of you or protect you. They are there as a mechanism of control and conquer.
An illusion. And all the policies that I have read on climate action always are saying we must reduce our greenhouse gas emissions, our carbon footprint, the sprawl in the rural lands, because this is impactful on the environment and will create climate change. And we know that this is all false science. And when you type in any of these agencies, such as the fire agencies here in Sonoma County, when you look at CAL FIRE, who is designated to determine the consequences of this fire, you type in CAL FIRE, they have ascribed to the false science of climate change and global warming. So
and
all you have to do is look at what these agencies are ascribing to. And I know, Al, we've talked about HUD in the past.
Correct. And when I mentioned it earlier, I would like to just to get people aware, the federally funded research on biospecimens seeks to avoid informed consent. They are organized to find a rule that they allows them to avoid informing the public who they are doing these research projects on, so that they don't need informed consent. Let me read you the list that they've got on their own paperwork. I just put this up this September. What agencies would be involved in such a nasty program? Department of Homeland Security, Department of Energy, NASA, Department of Commerce, Social Security Administration, Agency for International Development, Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, Department of Labor, Department of Defense, Department of Education, Department of Veterans Affairs, Environmental Protection Agency, Department of Health and Human Services, the National Science Foundation, and the Department of Transportation. They've got representatives in all of these agencies seeking to do research, and could that be chemtrails? Could that be frequencies? Seeking to
Absolutely.
Do research
Absolutely.
On biospecimens, which is what we are, as well as our pets, and without informed consent. And that's what we're seeing. All of this is going on while we are uninformed, so we can't possibly consent.
That's absolutely right. And Al, I want to also interject this, because this is absolutely true, that the emergence of the revolutionary new set of powerful biological and biochemical and genetic materials and science technologies that are enabling us to reconstitute the molecule design, the molecular design of all solid matter, to reweave the fabric of life itself, alter the physical form, traits, characteristics. I mean, we know about designer babies and the properties of plants and animals. Look at the genetically modified food. It's everywhere.
Right.
And they're seizing control over evolution. Let's be bottom line here. They've crossed ancient lines of dividing species, and they're inventing entirely new ones never imagined in nature before. And this is happening all over the world, and we're not living as we were when we were all younger with expectations of the propaganda. It hasn't worked out, and I think we're now at a place where the monster has gotten so enormous that people can't help but know something's wrong. And I think why these kinds of shows and your show is so valuable, Al, in continually pointing out that we are a corporation run by a network of corporations. We're USA Inc. We're not a sovereign nation, as many people still think.
No, that's true. And that is partly why the people continue go to the polls thinking that things will get better. I think even Dame Wigington didn't he have a conference with county commissioners or something, and he thought he was so successful about chemtrails. Now, there's no way on a county level they're going to stop chemtrails.
Well, that's absolutely true. And I know that many people here in Sonoma County have gone to the different legislative branches that are completely controlled and brought up all kinds of things. And they're just on a watch list now. In fact, that's what targeting individuals is about, in large part as well. People get labeled, and when you're targeted and you and they are using directed energy weapons on you or gang stalking you, I mean, they go to hotel rooms and they stomp on floors above you so that you don't sleep when you're at a conference, these kinds of things. They follow, track you, they bully you. It's interesting that the government has had such an enormous program against bullying when they are the biggest bulliers, bullying campaign groups on the face of the planet. We're all being bullied, and we're being mind-controlled, and we're being fed false information in all the newspapers, on all of the radio stations. It's all false. In fact, part of the takeover here in Sonoma County was the sellout of some of the local media groups, and the owners of these of the Press Democrat, for example, is behind all these resilient cities in lockstep with this FEMA director that's come in to rebuild Sonoma County. We have been hijacked, period. Hijacked. Air, sea, food, medicine, you name it. Frequencies, you name it. We are hijacked.
And I know, Chris, that you listened to Ron McDonald. Did you ever get a chance to read his wonderful book, They Own It All?
I've read elements of his book, but I do remember a quote that I think appertains to this genetic modification and human modification and plant modification. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. Further, even though you can change the circumstances, you cannot change the consequences of circumstances, and whether the consequences are intended or unintended makes no difference to those who die or are terminally injured forever, or they're genetically modified forever and not able to recover for the future.
I in this article that I mentioned, people are not aware that in 1997 Congress passed a public law 105-85, permitting the Department of Defense to experiment with chemical and biological agents on human subjects. But then when you look further into how they define biological agents, and I've spoken about this before, but for people who haven't heard it or have forgotten, this is from their own document, Public Law 105-85. Public law agent defined. In this section, the term biological agent means any microorganism, pathogen, or infectious substance, and any naturally occurring bioengineered or synthesized component of any such microorganism, pathogen, or infectious substance, whatever its origin or method of production, that is capable of causing A, death, disease, or other biological malfunction in a human, an animal, a plant, or another living organism. B, deterioration of food, water, equipment, supplies, or materials of any kind. Or C, deleterious alteration of the environment. Now, what in the name of God was Congress thinking when they passed that public law in 1997?
Well, Al, I have to tell you, it's that very law that a friend sent us a number of years ago. That initially, you can read that. I heard you read it again now, and it sounds too insane to be real. And at the time, we decided we were going to actually fly back to Washington, D.C. and go to the records department and exhume that record, and we did. And I have that here. And when we discovered that that was real, that that was a true resolution that Congress enacted and gave the Department of Defense that authority to use bioweapons and chemicals on the American civilian population without our knowledge or consent, that changed my understanding of the world that we live in versus the world we perceive that we live in.
Yeah. You're probably not aware that was just the beginning. In January 2017, they were at it again, and that's when they got all those agencies together to establish the federal policy for the protection of human subjects final rule. And these money monsters, they always say the opposite. You know, like a Patriot Act is anti-patriot. Affordable Care Act is actually cost you more, less care. So they always name it the opposite of what it is they're doing. And I have a link to that, and it's a pain in the neck to go through. But if you go through it, you will see it's nothing but an advanced, nefarious agenda against the American people.
It's genocide, and it is reduction of the population, and it is maiming us for the benefits of Big Pharma, who's coming out with all these drugs and chemicals to further induce pain and suffering on all of us. We have shaky leg syndrome. We have all kinds of maladies that are induced because of all of the poisons and toxins that are being used by our USA Inc. corporate government structure that is disposing of its citizens, disposing of all of us, and making money, squeezing the very last penny out of our pockets before we are before we die, and
yes.
Putting
okay.
tremendous hardship on families as they have to deal with aging relatives.
Yes.
That have been set upon by all of these consequences. This is reducing the population. This is minimizing the strain on climate change, right? We have
okay.
to reduce the population.
Let's hear Chris again, okay? Chris, you
if
want to
I
say
might. Something? Yes, you mentioned these two public laws of recent, but they started back in 1961.
Yes,
with
they
10
did.
United States Code 2358, I think is the number. Freedom, let's see, that was the National Defense Authorization Act was what it was called back then also by Strom Thurmond, and State Department Bulletin Pamphlet Number 7277, Freedom from War in a Peaceful Society, that I know Deborah has up on her website, at, No Place for Corruption. And also, I think, and my observation tells me, is that list of agencies that you listed before was maybe a little short, including the DOJ, the U.S. District Courts, the FBI, every agency on the planet, America, have been weaponized against we the people.
And I think people don't realize the origin of that took place back in 1933. And it's only been building ever since.
Well, there have been genocide programs for, you know, for a millennium. Different methods of genocide.
That 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act, was actually Prescott Bush or George Schraff's father's plan from being held responsible for being a traitor against America, although he wasn't charged, several of his agents of the Union Bank of New York were. So that provides
yes.
the motivation for him to grind the political axes of his whole Bush family cabal, including Barbara Bush, a.k.a. Aleister Crowley's daughter, to be the demons that are destroying America.
No question.
Well, look at the Project Paperclip with the Nazi scientists that we brought over to work on biological and chemical weapons on, and look what Plum Island brought forth, Lyme disease, and the tick Lyme disease epidemic throughout the country. This is extremely horrific. Situation for people that are struggling with Lyme disease. It is absolutely horrific, and they're weaponizing all types of the environment at this point, the bugs, the insects. In fact, there are documents that I have that talk about people will be afraid to have live animals, so they will go to robotic pets and animals because they will be too frightened to have a live animal because of the likelihood that it can be a carrier of some type of weaponized disease.
Yes.
And they talk about
That robo-animal would be a silent standing soldier reporting on your every move, just like the Echo and the Google, all these talking devices that you're supposed to talk to and report
Alexa.
Everything you do, a silent witness against yourself.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. Isn't that amazing? And people buy these things. That's, I think, what we're getting ready to count down the final minutes of the show. But one point I think that we all three are trying to make tonight is that you are buying these things, you are paying for these things, and you are bringing them into your home. Google, Alexa, you are actually making it possible for this horrific takeover of the population by the technology you are volunteering into. And it's very disheartening to watch.
Agreeing to.
You're paying
Absolutely.
For it. Not only agreeing to it, you're paying for it. So
yes. People We're paying for our own demise.
Try to wake up and see if you can start living your life without a cell phone. Most of my life, I didn't have a cell phone. I don't remember having a difficult time getting everything done.
Happy New Year, Al. I hear the music, and we're coming up to the end of the show. So,
yes,
everyone, I just hope everyone listening has a wonderful New Year and spends some time in finding out what your reality is.
Stay tuned for our final prayer in the last 5 minutes so we can concentrate and focus on making the world we want, the world our children deserve. Thank you.
Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner's $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. I'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold,
called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.